Well, we have a guest joining us here on the phone this morning. We're going to talk about the Agriculture Outlook and Management meeting that's going to be held in Greenfield coming up next week. Chad Hart joins us. He's an Extension Grain Marketing Specialist, and he'll be part of the group that'll be visiting with folks who show up for that meeting. Chad, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Well, registration for this event is coming up pretty quickly. There's no cost to it, but I see they want advanced registrations here by Friday, so folks need to be thinking about this right now.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that. Let us know just so we have the proper number of chairs out and available.
Absolutely. Well, now let's talk a little bit about your side of it anyway. You're going to talk about corn and soybeans, and you're going to talk about the now and the later?
I'm going to talk about now and later, where we're at now and the forces we see shaping the markets later on this year and next year.
What kind of questions do you anticipate from folks?
Well, we get a lot of questions about, you know, what are we looking in terms of price impacts as we look out there? You know, who is using the corn and soybeans we produce here, and how are they using it? What impacts does that have on the world economy?
Well, I know a lot of this is not just the information, but it also mentions management considerations. I mean, gosh, you can't just do things for today or tomorrow. You have to look long term.
You bet. As we're looking here, you know, crop farmers especially have been enjoying a pretty good run over the last couple of years. And, you know, we're getting some revenues that we haven't seen in quite some time, and that helps us set up for our farming operations as we look out over the next 5 to 10 years.
Do you do a number of these meetings?
We do. Actually, we're doing 10 this year. We're about halfway through that series now. Greenfield will actually be the last meeting of the series.
Okay, and I probably should throw out the details here. This is coming up on Monday, November the 21st. It's from 10 a.m. to noon, and registration will begin at 9:30 in the morning. But they do ask you to pre-register as well. And this will be at the 4-H and FFA Center on the Adair County Fairgrounds in Greenfield. And again, the number to call, by the way, the Adair County Extension Office number is 641-743-8412. And you can also email those folks as well to get yourself set up for that meeting. Now, I know, Chad, there are a lot of sponsors for these types of events, too. So there's obviously a lot of interest from a lot of folks to make sure that the word gets out and folks show up.
Yeah, we're very lucky with sponsorship with a lot of these meetings. You know, as we're going out here, you know, a lot of the businesses in the ag community want to make sure that their customers and their clients have as current of information as they possibly can.
Well, I see Shane Ellis is going to talk a little bit about livestock issues and things, and you've got the other side, you've got the grains. Without letting all the beans out, because you want them to come to the meetings and things and get all the details, where are we right now?
Well, where we're at right now is actually we're in a pretty good spot for both corn and or for crops and livestock. When you're looking corn and beans, we've got very good prices, well above production costs. When you look at the livestock side, prices are high there as well, but, you know, high crop prices mean high feed costs. But right now, pretty good. The outlook for 2012, well, come see us on November 21st, and we'll tell you then.
Yeah, well, and I'm sure you get a lot of anxious folks wondering exactly what's going to happen. And, you know, one of these things that's going on out there these days, too, is the new farm bill that's being bannered around out there in Washington, trying to come up with some details and things there. And I've heard it said it's kind of a tough time to be doing that, working on a new farm bill, because prices are so good and folks get a little bit skittish in the ag markets now because, yeah, it is kind of easy to make a profit right now because the prices are where they are and the growing season was fairly decent, but it's not always going to be that way.
It's not always going to be that way. You know, if you think back, it hadn't been that long ago that we, you know, early 2000s, where we were suffering with very low prices, well below our production costs. And so, as you mentioned here, you know, right now, yes, markets are good, but we know that these times come around again where it'll be a little tougher. And so the discussion on the farm bill, a lot of debate going on right now in Washington, D.C. It's a much consolidated debate. Normally, a farm bill takes a year, year and a half to play out. This one may play out in a matter of weeks.
Chad, how much of what you share with folks is information that maybe, or ideas and things that you've gotten, you know, perhaps from these types of meetings or other opportunities you've had to kind of interact with some producers?
Well, definitely. As we go through this series of meetings, you know, I'm always, you know, one, I'm presenting the information, but two, I'm talking with producers, with lenders out in the countryside and getting information from them as well. And so it's a give and take here. Hopefully we're providing information, yet getting some information from producers as well.
Do you get a lot of feedback from folks, not just at these meetings, but throughout the year?
Oh, definitely so. You know, being with Extension here, you know, I have a give and take with producers throughout the year.
How much of that, I mean, bounces back before the growing season as opposed to during or shortly after?
Well, I would say I hear it throughout. The idea, especially as we've gone through the growing season, I'm often talking with producers about how their yields are progressing, where they think their production's going, because I'm sort of going between them and USDA, trying to figure out where these crop markets are going.
You know, it's interesting, Chad. I am not a farmer, and I did not grow up in a farm family. So what I have learned, I've had to learn on the fly. But it just seems to me that agriculture has changed so much over the years. In the obvious ways, technology, of course, are things that have changed a lot. But, you know, it seems like it kind of used to be, with all due respect to farmers from the past, that, you know, if you grew up in a farm family, you were just kind of expected to continue doing the same things that your dad did. Well, if you do that now, that's almost kind of a recipe for disaster.
It can be troublesome, yeah. Agriculture, like any other business, and agriculture is a business, evolves over time. And so, no, you know, if we were using the same production techniques, technology that we were using 10, 20 years ago that my father would have used or his father would have used, yeah, we would be behind the curve and probably not looking to be farming over the next 10 years. We've got to evolve with our markets, with our production technologies, to stay current in agriculture.
You know, it's almost like professional sports in a certain way. I hear general managers in the different sports talking about how they use all of these different, oh, they call them sabermetrics and things, you know, all these different statistical categories and things, instead of just watching someone, you know, and seeing how they perform. You've got to balance all that out and make sure you're using good information to make smart decisions down the road. Farming's actually way ahead of sports in that respect.
Farming is. When you look at the precision agriculture movement over the past 10, 15 years, you think about the GPS. Units that are out there on the farmers, on the tractors, on the combines. You know, we're definitely, especially in Iowa, very much pro technology when we look at our agricultural production.
Well, and you've got to watch out for that future, too, because the future comes up in a real quick hurry if you make some critical mistakes and aren't prepared. Folks are planning out not just for the coming growing season. They're planning out for the next 10 to 12 years.
Certainly. Again, I look at every farmer as a small businessman. You know, the idea is that they're planning out not only what they're doing in 2012, but they're thinking 2013, 2014. How do I continue my career?
Absolutely. Once again, what will folks find? Do they have to bring anything with them to these meetings?
They don't have to bring anything with them other than an open mind and hopefully some questions that they have. Like I say, we're providing a crop and livestock outlook here. And like I say, we're open to any and all questions.
All right. Well, we've been talking corn and soybeans and that market outlook a little bit here, but you'll have a lot to hear from Shane Ellis as well about swine and beef if you're interested in the animal side of things, too. And again, that meeting coming up on Monday, November 21st from 10 a.m. to noon at the 4-H and FFA Center at the fairgrounds there in Adair County in Greenfield, and registration 9:30 in the morning. That's the Ag Outlook and Management meeting, sponsored by a number of local organizations that are looking to get a good crowd there. Have you had good crowds all throughout?
Yeah, we've had a pretty good year this year. We were actually, over the set of meetings we had so far, attendance is up compared to previous years.
Great. No cost, again, but they do ask for advance registration. You can call the Adair County Extension Office, 641-743-8412, and get that registration taken care of by noon this Friday so you don't miss out on some pretty important information. Chad, thanks for your time this morning, and best of luck.
Thank you very much, sir.